For new BTO developments since February 2023, HDB has increased the thickness of floor slabs to 200 millimetres. And this has reduced interfloor noise transmission by up to 5 decibels. For existing flats, the scope for major infrastructure changes is limited. Nevertheless, residents can practice simple steps to reduce interfloor noise. They can, for example, place rubber padding or chair socks on the legs of furniture. HDB will also continue to explore other possible solutions through R&D. Overall, the average monthly volume of neighbour disputes feedback in HDB estates across Singapore over the past 5 years has held steady at about 2,500. HDB does not otherwise track the number of disputes between neighbours in HDB flats or the number of cases that escalated into physical altercations. Ultimately, we need strong community bonds and strong community norms so fewer disputes will arise.
As noise disturbances and hoarding in common areas remain among the most frequent neighbour disputes in HDB estates, would the Ministry consider reviewing and strengthening legislation and enforcement, including setting maximum permissible decibel levels or clearer hoarding thresholds to address these issues more proactively?
Certainly something that we can consider. I would give her and honourable members an assurance that we are continually looking to see how we can strengthen the system, because we know how important this issue about ensuring neighbourliness and harmony in the community is. But I think one must agree, the core point is that these issues must be dealt with in the community, and community must exercise self-moderation. That's really the principal point. We should not be directing cases to be dealt with at the CDRT as a first resort.